This is Rabbi Nathaniel Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. Continue on Dalam and Aleph 4a, the second section, the green text. The Mishnah had told us that you can be Mashke Beis Hashlachin, right? A field that requires irrigation from springs, but not from Mimei Gshamim, not from rainwater, and not from Mimei Hakilon. Right, the English here, I'm just going to say kilon, calls it a shaduf, which is this kind of, if you actually Google it, you'll see it's a kind of neat contraption with a pole, like on a, there's like a pole with a pail attached, and you got to flip it, and yeah, you bring it down, it goes over, it's a weird contraption, you should Google it, you'll see what it is, but it's a contraption to raise water, kind of a pail attached to a pole. So Gemara says now as follows, Bishlama mei kilon. I understand you want to use this contraption, this kilon. It's prohibited on Chol HaMoed because ikatircha yaseira. That takes a lot of effort. We don't want you working that hard on Chol HaMoed. Elameg shamim, but right, rainwater, just moving the rainwater, whatever it is. My tircha ika, where is the effort that one has to extend? Where is that? Why would you prohibit Mei Gishamim? So Amar Rav Ila, Amar Rav Yochanan. So Rav Ila says in the name of Rav Yochanan, Gzeira Mei Gishamim Atu Mei Kila. No, the rainwater itself, there is no problem. But we prohibit the rainwater because if we allow it to use rainwater, maybe you're then going to come, right, to use this pail, pole, kilon method because you think that everything is allowed. So Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, make shamim gufayhu, right? Lidei make kalon asu. Right? It's that if we allow you to use the rainwater, maybe you will then come to use this other process. No, the rainwater itself, once it drops below a certain level, you're going to need this pail in order to get it out. So the rainwater is going to become the kilon. And if we allow you to use the rainwater, right, once you start, you're automatically going to run into kilon territory, and that's going to be a problem. V'kamiflegi b'di Rabbi Zeira, right? And they argue within Rabbi Zeira. Dam Rab Zeira, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmi, Amar Shmuel. Says Rabbi Zeira, in the name of Rabba, the son of Yirmi, in the name of Shmuel. Neharos hamoshkem mayim min ha'agamim. Mutar lahashkos mehen b'chalo shalmoed. If you have rivers, right, that are kind of schlepping water from these ponds, right, the agam, or lakes, so mutar lahashkos mehen b'chalo shalmoed. You are allowed to irrigate your fields from those on chol hamoed. Right, mar isle de Rabbi Zeira, mar leisle de Rabbi Zeira. Right, one. Right, Rav Yochanan and Rav Ashi, one of them holds like Rabbi Zeira, and one does not hold like Rabbi Zeira. Good. So how does that work? All right, so what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says that as long as you have these ponds, right, and the rivers are pulling from them, so as long as there's a steady source of water, right, we're not concerned that there's going to be a problem. Right, that is the position of Rav Ashi, right? Rav Ashi says, no, the only reason we don't like Meg Shamim is because Meg Shamim don't have a source. They're going to come and get lower down, and therefore you're going to come to the Kilon. If you have a steady source, i.e. Shmuel, so then it's totally permissible. So Rav Ashi is going to hold of that. Rav Yochanan says, no, we don't allow. If we allow A, you might come to allow B. That's independent of whether there is a steady source, and he's not going to hold of Rabbi Zeira. Now, Gufa, the Gemara says, right, Gufa means, right, let's return to something that we've previously said. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Zeira says, in the name of Rabbi Yirmi, in the name of Shmuel, Naharos HaMoshchem Mayim Min HaGamim, if you have these rivers that are pulling out from a lake, right, the water. Mutar lahashkos mehen b'chol shalmoin. You are allowed to irrigate your fields from those on chol hamoed. Good, that is right. That's what Rav Zeira says in the name of Shmuel. Now, excuse me, Esve Rabbi Yirmiyah the Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah comes and asks a question on Rabbi Zeira. Our Mishnah says, Avalo mi make shamim, velo mi make kilon. Right, our Mishnah teaches us that then when there is a concern that the water is going to run out, so you can't do it on Chol HaMoed, right? That's going to be a problem. That is Rabbi Yirmiyah's attack on Rabbi Zeira from the Mishnah. So I'm going to let Yirmiyah bray, right? Yirmiyah, my son, don't worry about it. Hani agamim debavel, these ponds in Bavel, these lakes, kemaya de lo paskidami. They're like water that never ends. There's no concern that it's ever gonna run out, and therefore it's not a problem to irrigate from them on Chol HaMoed, and it's not a contradiction. There's no issue from our Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis learn habsikot vehabrechot shenismalu mayim me'erev yontif. Right, they refer to different kinds of pools, these pools of water. Right? Brechas, the Hebrew word for a pool, habsikot seems to be a temporary pool. If they're filled up with water from erev yontif, Aser lahashkos mehen b'Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to irrigate from them on Chol HaMoed. Right? Probably the same issue. Right? You're going to have a limited supply. You can run out, etc. But ve'im ha'isa amas hamayim overis b'neim. If there's like a water ditch, irrigation channel running between them, then indeed it is mutter. It is then permitted because then you have this flow of water. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, but it has to be that the majority of this field is going to get irrigated from this irrigation channel. Right? Then it'll cover most of the field and we won't worry about anything else. We'll see tomorrow that Rabashi disagrees, but this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.